नारायण नारायण नारायण। श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता, साधक संजीवनी, चैप्टर 2, वर्स 15। लिंक। इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स लॉर्ड कृष्णा टॉक्स ऑफ द रिजल्ट ऑफ रिमेनिंग अनअफेक्टेड विद ऑब्जेक्ट्स। यम हि न व्यथयन्त्येते पुरुषं पुरुषर्षभ समदुःखः सुखं धीरं सोमृतत्वाय कल्पते। ओ द बेस्ट ऑफ मेन, अ पर्सन टू होम पेन एंड प्लेजर आर अलाइक एंड हु इज नॉट टॉर्मेंटेड बाय दीज सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स बिकम्स एलिजिबल फॉर इमोर्टैलिटी। Comment. Purusharshabh. Men generally try to change inevitable circumstances, but Arjuna, instead of trying to change these, has thought of attaining benediction, which shows that he is the best of men. Samadukha sukham dhiram. A resolute person remains alike in pleasure and pain. He experiences pleasure and pain only when he is attached to these gunas, qualities or modes. Born of matter, that is nature. Gita, chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. But when he gets immersed in the self, he does not experience pleasure and pain and becomes unruffled. Yam hi na vyathayantye te purusham. To a man of steady wisdom, the sense objects do not give pain. Pleasure ensuing from the contact of sense objects is perturbing, vyatha. Similarly, pain arising from their separation is also disconcerting. He who has an eye for equanimity cannot be happy or sad by these objects. Such a person knows what are favorable and unfavorable circumstances, but he remains unaffected by them. They do not leave any impression on his mind. Somvrita-tvaya kalpate. Such a man of steady wisdom becomes eligible for immortality. That is, he acquires the capability of realizing immortality. Being capable, he realizes immortality instantly, because his immortality is axiomatic. It was only because of one's affinity with objects, body, etc., that it was obscure. A special word. This human life has been bestowed upon man to experience pleasure and pain, but to attain the supreme bliss, having obtained which, he has nothing else to seek. Gita chapter 6 verse 22. If we remain greedy and desirous of acquiring favorable circumstances, we shall not be able to make use of those circumstances because our energy will be wasted in the enjoyment of those circumstances rather than in making proper use of these. Similarly, if we grieve over unfavorable circumstances or in their possibility, we will not be able to make use of them. Rather, we will be brooding over these. To get pleased over favorable circumstances is their enjoyment. The use of favorable circumstances for mere maintenance of a body and for the welfare of poverty-stricken people is their proper use. Thus, riches in the form of favorable circumstances should be considered as property of the poor. We should neither be pleased with desirable circumstances nor displeased with undesirable ones, but we should make the best possible use of these. Otherwise, we shall have to suffer pain. It is a proper use of desirable circumstances if, having satisfied our needs, we use these to serve the needy and the destitute, instead of enjoying these ourselves. Actually, Our riches are for the needy and the poor, so we should utilize these for their welfare. These are the poor and the destitute who have enabled the rich to be proud of their riches. Had all others been multimillionaires, could these millionaires have had pleasure and pride of their being millionaires? No. The poor and destitute people are the cause of their pleasure and pride. Therefore, the rich people should serve the desolate and the destitute, as it is their duty to do so. But if they don't do so and enjoy the riches themselves, they only are thankless. Now the question arises, how to make use of undesirable circumstances? The answer is that undesirable circumstances are painful when there is a desire for pleasure. If that desire is renounced, then undesirable circumstances cannot be painful. If a patient is given bitter medicines and painful injections, he is not upset. Rather, he is pleased because he knows that bitter medicines and painful injections are cures for his disease. Thus, it is proper use of undesirable circumstances to bear pain without having any grudge against it. If one gets displeased with bitter medicines, etc., then that is brooding over unfavorable circumstances. It will result in great misery. If we enjoy pleasure and are tormented by pain, we may get heaven or hell, but cannot be eligible for salvation, because salvation is attained by those who remain alike in pleasure and pain. The Lord in the 14th verse has said that objects give rise to feelings of pleasure and pain, but these are transitory and fleeting. The moment we acquire them, their decay and parting starts. These were neither with us in the past, nor will remain in future and present. Also, they are going to be not. But by enjoying these, we are spoiling our nature and are depriving ourselves of attainment of salvation. Therefore, if we make proper use of the available circumstances, we shall rise above pleasure and pain and attain a state of the highest bliss. Appendix. The self is in the form of an entity. In that entity, there is no perturbation. When the self identifies itself with the body, then perturbation ensues. Therefore, a person who assumes himself to be seated in the body can't be free from torment. Freedom from torment means not to rejoice on obtaining what is pleasant and not to grieve on receiving what is unpleasant. Gita, Chapter 5, verse 20. By being free from torment, a man's intellect, understanding, becomes firm. Sthira buddhira samabuddhaha. Gita, chapter 5, verse 20. To rejoice and to grieve in favorable and unfavorable circumstances means to be tormented. To rejoice and to grieve is bhoga of pleasure and pain. The seeker of pleasure and sufferer in pain can never be happy. A striver should not rejoice and grieve in favorable and unfavorable circumstances, but should utilize these circumstances. The favorable and the unfavorable circumstances are determined by fate. And to utilize those circumstances by regarding them as material for spiritual progress is the real valor. This valor results in immortality. Utilization of favorable circumstances is to provide happiness to others and to render service to them, while the utilization of unfavorable circumstances is to renounce the desire for pleasure or favorable circumstances. By utilizing the unfavorable circumstances, a striver discovers the reason for pain. The reason for pain is the desire for pleasure. Yehi sansparshad ja bhoga. Dukkha yoneya evate. Gita chapter 5 verse 22. The person, bhogi, who enjoys pleasure and suffers pain has a downfall, while he, yogi, who utilizes pleasure and pain by rising above pleasure and pain, attains immortality. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.